Hi everyone, Colin Morgan here, and on today's episode of The Daily Grind, I'm going to be sharing with you an interview I did on the Blind Entrepreneur podcast with my buddy Jonathan Grzybowski. This was a really interesting and unique episode as Jonathan asked some really different questions, so I hope you guys can find some value in it. As always, grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, sit back, and enjoy my interview today with Jonathan Grzybowski. Today's episode is brought to you by Gusto. Gusto is an easy online payroll and benefits service built for modern small businesses. In other words, a people platform. One place to pay and take care of your hardworking team. Taking care of employees has never been more important. For years, Gusto has been helping more than 100,000 small business owners run payroll, offer benefits, onboard new employees, and more. They call it the people platform, and it doesn't just look nice. It really works. Your payroll taxes are filed, deductions are calculated, and your team gets paid. You can even offer health insurance and 401ks, and you can get 3 free months after your first payroll when you go to gusto.com/grind. That's gusto.com/grind.
Welcome everyone to the Blind Entrepreneur Podcast, where we help entrepreneurs and business professionals execute their vision by guiding them to profitability.
Let's go!
You're listening to episode 174, and today we have Colin Morgan. Colin Morgan is a former professional golfer who now is a successful podcast host and part owner of the Plan to Profit Group, where they help entrepreneurs grow their businesses through creating strategic business plans. Colin's expertise is using storytelling in sales and marketing to increase revenue and get new business for his clients and business. Colin's main obsession is human growth and development and works tirelessly to continue to seek progression and clarity. Colin, welcome to the show, my friend.
Man, super excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me. This is such an honor.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I was on your show. Now you're on my show. So now you're in my territory.
Love it.
So before we begin all of this beautiful conversation about entrepreneurship and scaling and growth and personal development at that, we start things a little bit different here on my show. So imagine you just had the absolute best day of your life. Where are you going to eat and what are you going to order to make your day complete?
Can I say that if I was going to go somewhere or if I could do anything, I would buy ingredients and make it myself. So I would look for a nice cut of Wagyu beef. Maybe some veggies, some nice mashed potatoes. I'd bring all those ingredients home, simply cook the steak, maybe throw in a little thyme and garlic and butter and just kind of, you know, add into that already flavorful meat. And then I would just make it, you know, really simple in terms of the veggies and mashed potatoes.
Nice. Great answer. Yeah. Now, when it comes to Wagyu beef, I can say that is probably the one food that scares the crap out of me to cook. Because number one, just the price. Number two, because of how rich it is in its flavor. And so like, I know that the minute it goes on a pan, I would say I'm a relatively decent cook. I just feel like it's very intimidating. Have you cooked with it before?
I have, yes. The less you can touch it, the better it is. So I just, even simple salt and pepper,
sear it,
nice hot grill, just put it on there for 2.5-3 minutes aside. Don't touch it. The flavor is all in there. It's awesome.
Very cool. Well, are you a chef? Is that something that like you're passionate about, or is it?
I wouldn't say I'm a chef, but I love to cook. Gotcha. So that's one thing that I do to get myself out of what I'm doing in my entrepreneurship and work life to focus on other things. I love to cook.
Very cool. Very cool. So, the first real question about business in particular is, I'm sure relevant to you and your story about becoming a, uh, being a former professional golfer and moving into this world of entrepreneurship. So tell me about a time that you felt lost or blind in business, and how did you overcome those obstacles?
Yeah, I mean, for me, my story, as you had mentioned, I'm a former professional golfer, and that's really what I thought and wanted to do my whole life. When I was growing up, I had a lot of success in sports, specifically golf, and that led me to get a full scholarship in university. After a couple of years, I turned professional and tried to pursue that sort of dream, right? I mean, the U.S. Open's on, right? I always dreamed of being in the U.S. Open or playing a major championship. And it got to a point where, you know, I did it for about 2.5, 3 years. And at the beginning, I did okay. I did well. But I never really got to that next level. And as the years went on, I actually started to regress and I got worse. And a lot of it had to do with my mentality. I was really in love with, just like I had said, I wanted to be on the 18th hole, you know, paired with Tiger Woods at the time, with a chance to win a major or win a golf tournament. And I was so in love with the results that it was hard for me to do the day to day. I would just go out and play and I wasn't really focused. I didn't do what I should have done in order to get me to that next level. And it came to a point where I was just really unhappy. I was on the 9th hole of a golf tournament. My brother was caddying for me, 4-round event. And you know, I wasn't playing poorly, but I was really unhappy. Like I was walking down the fairway. I'm like, who am I? You know, like I'm miserable to be around my brother. I'm walking in front of my brother. He's carrying my bag. He flew to Arizona to caddy for me. I'm like, I'm a dick. And I looked at my brother and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Like I'm unhappy. This obviously isn't for me. I'm not in love with the day-to-day grind of trying to become a golfer. So, you know, he agreed and he's like, listen, man, you have a lot of skills. Let's do something else. So I signed in my scorecard right on that hole. I'd like to say it was the last event I ever played, but I did try playing a few events, but mentally I definitely was checked out. It was more of a point where once I realized golf wasn't for me, I was blind. I was lost because everything that I had worked towards in my life had seemed at the moment like it had been stripped away. And I had no idea what I was going to do. I felt like I had no other skills other than being an athlete and trying to pursue this dream. So for me, I needed to find another dream. That's what I thought. And it was really hard for me for about 2.5, 3 years during that transition. I tried a lot of things. I took a ton of jobs. I tried to start a few businesses, all of which failed simply because of why my golf failed. My intentions at the beginning were wrong. I was really just focusing on the success and the results and the dream. And I wasn't in love with what I'm doing and didn't really know why I was doing it. And for me, it was a really difficult transition out of that. But I started to seek help, which kind of got me out of it. I started to seek help. I reached, you know, out to my father, my family members. I went and saw someone about a past experience that I had that was always lingering with me. Which I feel like that led to a lot of things that I did wrong in terms of, you know, drinking too much and doing things I shouldn't have after golf. And I realized that if I was going to take a step forward, I had to first forgive myself. And then I had to realize that I didn't know everything and that I need to start educating myself. And I really became, you know, obsessed with now focusing my attention on how do I get better every single day. And I realized at that point what I love to do. I started working with my father. I got into sales. I got into marketing. Things started snowballing. And no matter what I was doing, my intentions, like I always had a set of principles now. And if what I'm doing doesn't match that, I stop because I know it's not going to work. So for me to get myself out of that was just being honest with myself. It was seeking help. And then it was just doing little things every single day in order to improve and get better. And those, you know, little wins led to my bigger wins and what I'm doing now.
I mean, that's an incredible story that I know resonates with me. At the same time, I'm sure resonates with a lot of people. I'm sure that buildup was longer than just that 9th hole, you know?
Oh, crazy.
So
yeah.
Like, I guess to put it in perspective, like how long do you think you're kind of in your own head saying to yourself, like, what the hell am I doing? And then why was there like, do you remember the hole? I mean, you said that you remember the hole, but do you remember, was it a bad shot or did you hit something in the fairway that it was just like, this isn't it?
At that moment, it was more of me walking down the fairway by myself, realizing that I had been there for 2 months and all I could really take, if I had left that at that moment, all I could really remember were a few golf courses that I played and some people I played golf with. And for me, that was really sad that, you know, I'm here in a beautiful state experiencing something new. And I was just so consumed in my own problems. I had a very difficult time looking outside. And that's when I realized, like, I'm obviously unhappy with what I'm doing.
That's interesting. Well, I really appreciate you telling us that, that intimate story. Coming full circle now that you, at this point in the story that you kind of quit what you did, you left what you did, and now you're into this aspect of entrepreneurship and business. And so, you know, what are you up to now that helps people achieve their goals, their dreams, et cetera?
There's two things. I think with I have a podcast. You were on it. It's called The Daily Grind. I think that with what I did there, and what's happening, interviewing some really successful and interesting people. I don't want to necessarily say successful. It's very interesting people and different takes on life. And hopefully by giving the perspective and just like you did here, sharing some failures from them, it inspires someone to realize that, you know, success isn't, there's some downs, there's some low points too. And a lot of these people were in the exact same position as where I was and where you were and anyone listening. And then with what we do in business is essentially fairly simple. Like what we do is we look at a business and we look at actual data. So we look at numbers, we look at information, and based on that information, we're able to look at missed opportunities, where they can improve, what they're doing well, and then we make tactical decisions on how they can start growing their business.
So you mentioned that you know, your expertise is in storytelling, sales, marketing to increase revenue and get new business, et cetera. What are some techniques, what are some ways for people to hear your words today that they can apply to their business and hopefully get, you know, their first 100 customers or maybe their second, their 200th customer or even 1,000th customer?
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting, right? I think one of the most difficult things for people to do is get one customer. And then, you know, 100 is, for some people, seems like crazy, right? And then how do you go from 100 to 200? Scale is always something that is very difficult for people. Difficult, for, I think, for every entrepreneur, including myself. How do you continue to scale? But with what I'm doing, and when I say storytelling, is I realized, you know, probably about 6 months in with helping my father, I was running ads and trying to drive traffic that way. And it wasn't really converting. And I realized that people really don't care about what we do. It's more of why we do it, who we are, what we stand for. And it's not have we helped someone, it's how we can help you. And if we can convey that message,
so everyone today,
through
take time
our marketing
out of your life,
and through when we're on the phone,
piece of paper,
I mean,
jot
if you can make someone believe
of,
that what you have
what you want,
is what they ultimately want,
and
the only way to get it is through what you're doing,
if that's the
and
case,
they believe in you
book
fully,
that 15-minute
like
call
you don't have
today,
to do any sales.
Or
like it's already
start
done for you.
Your
so
yourself.
For businesses
that's the
out there, a lot of it is just content. It's doing what we're doing here. The more content
you guys
that
on
you
Friday,
can put out, the more
I have an interview
people
coming
understand
out with my buddy
who you
Jonathan
are, what you stand
Grisbowski.
For, what your
you guys
business
really
is, as opposed
the conversation
to what you do.
I have with him.
Because if someone
and
likes
as always,
you,
everyone,
like if someone's listening, there's going to be people
writing.
Who like me. There's going to be people who don't. But the people who like me may look into more of what I'm doing. They may get curious. And then from that curiosity, it may lead into something like, well, Colin actually may be able to help me. That leads to a phone call, whatever it is, right? It snowballs, but it all leads from content and doing it with the right intentions.
Yeah, no, that's huge. That's huge. So storytelling, it comes in the form of several ways. Podcasting, obviously, being one in particular. Have you, with working with your clients, have you found something in particular that has worked well to get the message across to better brand the organization in order to see that spike? And I'll give you a reason as to why I asked that question, right? Every business has like a glass ceiling, right? Every person has a glass ceiling, and it's extremely difficult to break that glass ceiling. So maybe there was a time, maybe there was a way where you've seen, you've helped somebody completely shatter that glass ceiling into fame, stardom, whatever it may be.
Yeah, I think with some people that I've worked with recently, say they have something, they have a real expertise, and they're really wondering, how do you break into the marketplace, right? And they may be starting out, they may have a website, or you may be running webinars, and it's like, how do you drive traffic, right? Like, how do you get people to know who you are? And just being able to break down for someone, mm-hmm, how sharing your story, but also doing it in a strategic way and using other people's audiences, mm, and not having to pay for ads. Like, if you're driving traffic, LinkedIn groups, if you're running a webinar, like, that is huge for somebody. Hmm. And to kind of open their eyes to realize, like, wow, I don't have to do it like everyone else. Like, everyone says, let's, you know, spend a whole bunch of money. There's other ways to do it strategically. I think it opens people's eyes as to, I actually can do this. Because I think for a lot of people, there is that hesitation, right? It's like, I have the expertise, but, you know, can I charge this, or can I do this? But opening their eyes as to the opportunities and what people are doing and actually how to do it, I think that's what I'm really being able to help people with. So yeah. I don't know if that directly answers your question, but...
No, definitely. It definitely does. Yeah. I mean, we all can gain inspiration and hear from experts in order to apply something to their business. I think the overall theme of what I'm hearing you say is something along the lines of, you know, find a way to create content, leverage your network, get in front of people's audiences, regardless of how small or how big they are. Because if you can talk to one person that has an audience of 250 people, and if you talk to 10 of those people, you're now at 2,500 or whatever, maybe. What did I say, 10? So, and then if you do that, and if you amplify that times a million, you got your 1 million followers, so to speak. Is that right?
Totally. Absolutely. And you can do it through customers. I think what we're doing here, like podcasting, like you said, you're on episode 174, this is, right? Like, yeah. That's crazy. Like, what I look at is like the network that you've built. Same thing with me. I'm on episode 160. Like, then that email list there is way more valuable than 1,000 person email list of customers.
Yeah.
Right. So it's looking at it in different ways and how to actually grow and expand.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah, you mentioned your father being a pretty cornerstone figure to kind of help you get to where you are. Is there anyone in particular that you would like to meet in business in order to help your business acumen, and why would you like to meet them? And I bring that up because of your mentioning of your dad, but also all of the books that are behind you. I think I see a couple of ones that I'm relatively familiar with. So would love to hear your answer to that one.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting because I think that I could give an answer where it's like, you know, Jeff Bezos or, you know, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, like top entrepreneurs, even Gary Vee or someone like that. But for me, I look at things a little differently because I used to be an athlete. So I think that a lot of athletes' traits can be transitioned into business. Mm-hmm. So one person, you know, even two people that I would love to meet, just someone who's at a high level, like Tiger Woods or Michael Jordan or LeBron James, because in entrepreneurship, it's tough to look at like who's the best, right? But in sports, like, you know that Tiger and you know that Michael Jordan and LeBron James are at the top pinnacle. So just to be able to understand what their mindset is, mm-hmm, like, how do you go about your day to day? How do you continue to pursue more? And how do you separate yourself from the pack? I think if you could have that kind of mindset in business, no matter what you're doing, you could absolutely crush it. So to answer your question, maybe someone like, you know, Wayne Gretzky. I'm Canadian, so I'll say Wayne Gretzky.
That's very Canadian of you.
There you go.
Nice. This is the first time that I've asked this question live on air, and it's a relatively intimate question, but I think it's something that we need to constantly think about. What is your dream? I'm just going to leave it at that and allow you to just think and ponder about what your dream is.
Yeah, you know what? I spend a lot of time in the morning thinking about this, and I think that it's something that evolves. But the more I've thought about it, the more I realize that You know, a lot of people say freedom. For me, it's opportunity. The more opportunities I have, like that, if I can wake up, so to speak, and have endless amount of opportunities, I think that is the dream. To realize that I don't have to do A, B, and C. I can do D, right? Like, I don't have to go into work today. I can go and spend time on the golf course. Or I have opportunities to meet new people. I have opportunities to grow my network, to invest in businesses, to vacation. And if the more opportunities that I can have, I see that as my dream. And it's hard to visualize exactly what that is. But for me, the more freedom I have, and if I can wake up and not have to worry about, you know, I have to work today. Like if I don't work today, then I don't make money. Or if I don't go to this meeting, I'm not going to get that business. If I can have the opportunity to just not go to the meeting because I don't want to, I think for me, that would be my dream for sure.
Absolutely. That is an amazing answer, my friend. And thank you for that transparency. That, for the first person to ask that question to, I don't think it gets much better than that, but that answer. So thank you. Colin, it's now time to shake the conversation up a little bit. And I asked you very briefly right before our conversation about what your Instagram account is. And that wasn't by accident. It was on purpose. So I just have a couple of questions about some of the pictures that you've taken. And then be able to answer them live on air. So are you ready to explain that, Graham?
Let's do it.
All right. So the first one, it's probably one of your oldest pictures. It's just a picture of you holding a pretty big ass fish. Are you a fisherman? And let's just say yes or no. Like, are you a fisherman? Do you like to fish?
That was the first fish I've ever caught in my life.
Nice.
And the only fish I've ever caught in my life.
Nice. So to that same aspect, since I know you're not like too much of a fisherman, I'm sure that there's the competition in sports, right? And you're a sports guy. So what is it about competition that gets you excited, that turned you from a professional golfer to an avid sports fan that you are today?
I love competition. I seek it all the time. The thing I love about it is, like, I think without competition, it would be hard for me to get up. Like if I didn't feel like I was getting up and competing at something, and for me, a lot of that's like preparation, right? Like I love now preparing for things. Like if I know I have a talk coming up, or if I know I'm speaking to a client, I love to spend, you know, hours getting ready for that 15-minute call. So that 15-minute call, which is essentially my tournament now, I can crush it and I can give way more value than what they ever thought. Like they just came on just for a little, you know, hey, how are you? And I'm able to really help somebody. And that's done through preparation. And for me, with being a former athlete and now doing what I'm doing, I just love the ability to be able to prepare myself to be better than I was the day before. If I can continue to progress and I feel like I'm getting up with a purpose, like to me, that's competition. It's maybe not necessarily like I want to beat Jonathan. It's like I want to beat myself from yesterday. Mm. And that's what I'm competing against.
There's on this picture, you were on Entrepreneur on Fire, I believe, right? Is that Entrepreneur? Yep, Entrepreneur on Fire. And so you having a podcast, again, we discuss being on each other's shows now at this point. What is it about podcasting that just gets you excited?
I love the ability to share my story with a bunch of different people. And I think that audio is definitely the way of the future. And I think video will always be there. But audio is really starting to, obviously it is, but it's only going to pick up more pace. And being able to share my story with different people, different walks of life. Like this audience is different than my audience, which is different from John Lee Dumas's audience. And the more you can share what you're doing and the more you can collaborate and work with people, that's why I love podcasting. It just gives you the opportunity to sit down, share your story and message with a bunch of different people.
The final question about Instagram is, there's a whole bunch of quotes that you have on your Instagram channel.
Yeah.
I counted, I'd say somewhere around like 20, 30 something quotes that you have. Is there any quote that comes to mind out of all of the quotes that you may have posted or haven't posted yet that kind of that resonates and can kind of sum up your life?
I'm going to sound like a real Canadian. It came from Wayne Gretzky.
Nice. Two references.
Oh, the great one.
I know he's listening. Wow. So, you know
what? Oh, you better be listening. It's something that I've taken with myself forever, and it's you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Yeah. And it takes for me whenever I seem fearful of being able to ask someone a question, ask them to be on the show, reach out. I'm like, you know what? I don't know until I ask. And a lot of the reason why I am where I am and say my show has been where it's been is because I've taken shots that maybe a lot of people haven't. And simply by reaching out and asking and not being afraid and breaking that barrier of fear, for me, just that quote just comes back nonstop. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Very true. Love it. The final question that I have for you today, Colin, is the blind entrepreneur is defined as somebody who may be temporarily lost, stuck in business, and cannot see the obvious. So to those individuals, what are three pieces of advice that you would give to a fellow entrepreneur?
Totally.
Or four or 10, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I think I got four, and it may be a couple in there at a time, but I think number one is to seek guidance, to find people who have done what you're doing or who are successful in something else, excuse me, and reach out and ask them for help and guidance. And then an even step further is to invest in yourself, invest in paying them in order to help you, to be the best money spent. A lot of times it's very fearful, especially early on. You're like, it's really tough to swallow a couple grand if you're kind of new, but that $2,000 that you spend will definitely double, if not more. So it's just like invest in yourself. The next is like a daily review of your business. And I think that's done through having some sort of data. It's to be able to go over and say, here's how many customers we had. Here's what we did. Here's what we did well. Here's our problems, and share that with people on your team. Like, if you can involve your staff and if you can involve your customers in what you're doing, it's only going to help you, because a lot of times you keep that in as a business owner, and it doesn't relay the message to your staff. If you want your business to grow, you need to get your staff on board and your team on board with what you're doing and why you're doing it, and constantly being updated on, here's where we are at. We missed this target. We hit this target. What can we do to improve? I think that's really important. The next is running surveys. I think it's really simple, but a lot of people don't do it. Like, it's running surveys within your business and then with your customers. And important to get surveys from people that you've missed opportunities with. And the way you get someone to do a survey with you is to give them incentive. Like, if you don't buy something from me, hey, you take this survey and get a free this, and it may help them with something that they're doing. And it just gives you insight as to maybe, how did I miss that opportunity? What can I do in order to not miss more opportunities? And then the last is self-reflection. And I think that's done through, for me, it's definitely done through meditation. For others, it could be just a simple walk, but just spending time with yourself and reflecting on what you're doing. Because if you don't improve as a business owner, or if you don't improve in your job, you can't improve your business, or you can't improve your output and what you want to do. So if you can get really, self-aware and find that intention in you, like, what's really happening here? How can I get myself in line? And if you can start focusing on that and those four things, I think, what do I know? But I think those have really helped me.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we really appreciate your time this morning, Colin. It really means a lot. And thank you for sharing your experiences. And I'd like to give the next 30 seconds for you to just completely promote, pitch, whatever it is you have going on. Tell everybody how people can learn more about you, how people can learn more about your journey, and potentially become a customer.
For sure. Follow me on Instagram. That's probably the biggest place I go to, at ColinMorgan15. I'm sure you'll share a link of that. Check out my podcast, very similar to Jonathan's. If you guys want to learn from people who have done it before, right, and that's the big step, check it out, take a listen, let me know what you think. And then if you're in business and you're looking to get to that next level, Maybe you're looking to hit a revenue target. Maybe you're looking to tighten things up. Just reach out. I'll give you a free 15-minute consultation with me and you one-on-one for all your listeners. Just be sure to book in. Maybe I can put a booking link in the description here, Jonathan. Absolutely. Make it really easy. But just reach out. Like I said, when someone gives you an email, when someone gives you a phone number, what I've learned is just take advantage of it. Even if you're not in business, just take advantage of it. I may give you something. I may say something that motivates you. Or I may give you a little tip that changes something, or not. Maybe we just have a nice conversation. I'm a nice guy, but just reach out. I'm happy to give my time to you.
Love it. Well, to those that are still watching and listening, thank you guys for always liking, commenting, and subscribing. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on YouTube and head over to tbeshow.com for more interviews. Go out there and execute your vision, everybody. Have a good rest of your day.